Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
We're back. Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we talk to our amazing travel secretary, Ann Sayers. This week's topic was a really important one, and it's also fun. It was Native American history and activities in the state of Wisconsin. Here's our conversation, Tully Hughes and me with the travel secretary, Ann Sayers. Ann, good afternoon. Thanks for being with us on a Thursday.
Good afternoon. Yes, happy to be here.
We're so glad that you're here. Yesterday, we had rough weather in central Wisconsin. No one got hurt, so that's the good news. So thank you so much for being flexible with us. Native American culture, this is a big part of Wisconsin, isn't it?
It really is. You know, we have 11 federally recognized tribal nations in Wisconsin, and there's just so many different ways to experience their culture. So we have some really fun ideas for you today.
And tell us about visiting Lac du Flambeau for public powwows all summer long.
So fancy.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa hosts weekly powwows. It's on Tuesdays from June 23rd until August 11th. And visitors get to experience ceremonial dancing and singing at these social gatherings. They're open to the public, and it's really just a perfect addition to an extended weekend or week-long stay in the Northwoods. And one more Lac du Flambeau experience you might want to add to your itinerary is learning about the tribe's heritage and history at the George W. Brown Jr. Ojibwe Museum and Cultural Center. They have exhibits telling the old ways and new ways of Ojibwe life. You can see traditional arts and crafts. You can learn about wild rice harvesting and view a rare 24-foot dugout canoe that was recovered from the bottom of Flambeau Lake.
I love that, Anne. And the Oneida Nation has something brand new for visitors.
This is really exciting. Getting lots of headlines right now. You can travel to Northeast Wisconsin this summer for the Oneida Nation's newly unveiled museum. This week, the tribe opened a facility that significantly expands the cultural offerings to visitors. The new museum was renamed the Gene Ginolu, which means precious water in Oneida. It's now home to the tribe's vast collection of historic artifacts. You're going to find a new gift shop inside the museum. It's stocked with items like traditional Oneida medallions, raised beadwork, and other unique gifts. The museum plans to welcome visitors Tuesdays through Saturdays. And you can extend your trip by staying the night at the Oneida Casino Hotel. The hotel provides guests with a comfortable, relaxing setting where you can unwind. You can also have access to several amenities, an indoor pool, whirlpool, fitness center, and head down to the casino floor for endless entertainment. Test your luck on skill on table games like blackjack, craps, roulette, poker, and then stop into the bingo room for some old school fun. That is actually the original game offered at Oneida.
And tell us about incorporating tribal events in your summer travel plans.
Yeah, you can discover a variety of events throughout the summer that celebrate and honor the original inhabitants of Wisconsin. One idea happening now through June 27th is the Harry Whitehorse International Wood Sculpture Festival. This is in Monona. The event celebrates the legacy of Harry Whitehorse, a Ho-Chunk sculptor internationally known for his wood carvings. And while you're there, you can see contemporary indigenous artists carve sculptures, participate in special events, and join the closing celebration happening on Saturday, June 27th. And then the place now known as Devil's Lake State Park has been a sacred spot to the Ho-Chunk Nation for generations. Throughout the summer, the park hosts events exploring the indigenous relationship to the land. Visit for an event on July 23rd for a guided hike by a historian to the effigy mounds. Or later in the summer, an event on August 27th will feature an Ojibwe artist leading a traditional dream catcher making class.
Ann Sayers is with us. Ann, tell us about the website, because I think that we have one of the greatest travel websites in the country. What makes our website, which is travelwisconsin.com, so special?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. You know, it's very special. It is actually one of the most visited tourism websites in the country.
Wow.
And it recently got a glow up. So if you haven't been there lately, travelwisconsin.com, so much inspiration, and we can match it to your travel style. If you're traveling with the whole family, if you're looking for a girls' getaway, if you're an adventure seeker, your culinary pursuits, you know, any way you want to kind of slice it this summer, we have lots of ideas, and hopefully one idea will lead to the next, and you'll find your way road tripping through Wisconsin.
I love that. I just clicked on it as you were talking. Things to do, places to go. If you want to plan outdoor things, there's a tab for events. If you want to get lodging and places to stay, food and drinks has its own section. Have you gotten some good outdoor dining yet, Anne, this spring, summer?
I have, and I also have plans for more. As we've talked about, this is like my favorite thing to do.
I love it too.
I'm really good at it. Mm-hmm.
Ann Sayers is the travel secretary. So check out the website. You can plan your next trip, whether it's for a week or a weekend, a romantic getaway, a family destination. TravelWisconsin.com. Ann, it's always great to catch up. Thank you so much.
Same. Thank you. Take care.
A couple quick thank yous. Jennifer Melko with the Wisconsin Historical Society, Therese Hennessy at Fork in the Road Restaurant, and the travel secretary, Ann Sayers. I'm John Mercure. Thanks for hanging out with us. Have a great rest of your weekend.